I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, brought to you today by Cloud On Demand. When most people think about Amazon Web Services, they think of going direct. But the vast and diverse ecosystem of AWS partners, that is, managed service providers to independent software vendors, the secret weapon to explosive growth is often in the direct route through the distributor model instead. Think of it this way. If AWS is a powerful cloud engine, then the reseller is the expert driver. But who takes care of the complexities of managing the car, like maintenance, refueling, and pit stops? All that administrative heavy lifting is for the distributor. My guest in studio today is Sen Zombele, Managing Director at Cloud On Demand. And he is one of two certified AWS distributors in South Africa. And he will give us more detail about the AWS distribution model and its benefit. Good morning, Senzo. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Bob Kachi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
No, man, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you. Yeah. So we're talking about the AWS distribution model. And before we get into detail, can you just give us an overview of what it is?
So I think before we talk AWS specifically, it's important to speak around, maybe you've called it the model. So let me call it the distribution model. And most people, I assume, who log onto this podcast would be people who know the traditional distribution model, which is, it's called two tier, but it should be probably called four tier. Okay. Because realistically you have and I'm going to use traditional language, which we can then evolve with as we talk more around the cloud space and AWS specifically, but you have a vendor, who are fast starting to be called global ISVs, but you have a vendor, whether it's AWS, Microsoft, ESET, CrowdStrike, whatever, there's a vendor. Other people might call them OEMs. That vendor has services and solutions or products that they want to distribute. They then engage distributors who will be an extension, if I can put it in a layman's term, an extension of them from let's call it sales and support. So they would then, the distributors would distribute their solutions via a channel. That channel is made up of partners. Some people call them resellers. Some would just call them channel. And then those partners or those resellers would then distribute those solutions, the vendor solutions that come through the distributor through to end customers, business customers. And so you have this model of vendor, distributor, partner, in
customer
in the business, B2B.
Yes.
And so that's the model of how this flow works. Yes, there are instances and there are always nuances. There's always a but of some customers who might go direct because of their size and the strategic nature of their size to the vendor. So there are always nuances, but the one that I've just described, that model is generally the one that has been known in the industry for a long time, whether it's been hardware or software.
Okay.
So let's use that as the base, and then we will identify the nuances that are different
as we chat. So we say that you've got this model, and it's a traditional ID model, and the cloud computing comes along, and you've got specific vendors like, if you said, your AWSs, your Microsoft Azures, etc. How does this model then change to accommodate the cloud environment?
So let me give you a bit of an introduction about myself. And we were just chatting before we started, and you were saying that you've heard that I like telling stories. I like to tell stories because I think they're memorable. So I grew up in KZN, and I only joined this industry about 8-9 years ago, but I was working back office. I wasn't partner facing, I wasn't selling, and joined Cloud On Demand 2.5 years ago. So March, April, 2023. And so the question you're asking are the types of questions I was asking a lot. And, you know, I thought, it's a simple industry. You know, you get a laptop, you sell it. Yes. Cloud, you know, you get what you get and you sell it on. So I think there are nuances to it, but the underlying structure remains the same.
Okay.
Partners And some customers are able to still go directly to the vendor. There's still avenues to do that. The question then becomes, why should I use a distributor? But I think we'll get into that later. So that distributor to vendor relationship and distributor to partner relationship still stands. And it's critically important for the success of all those who are involved in the value chain.
Okay.
The one thing that we do try and shift from is to, for example, not call it a value chain, because if you call it a value chain, it becomes linear. Mm-hmm. It's a movement of vendor to distributor to partner to customer, and you cannot change it, and that's the way it is. In latter years, these have become, particularly in the cloud-enabled solutions, these have become ecosystems. And so we prefer to call it an ecosystem. So there's an AWS ecosystem. There's a Microsoft ecosystem. There's even probably one step higher. There's an infrastructure as a service ecosystem of how these work, how these hyperscalers work, whether you're on-prem or you cloud. So I prefer to call it, or rather in our world and in our little CUDASAR and cloud and demand, would call it an ecosystem. Because there's a certain way that each ecosystem works. And once you understand how that ecosystem works, questions like why a distributor, there may be a nuanced answer for why a distributor in the AWS world versus the Azure world. They'll be similar. There'll be a lot more similarities than disparities. But that for me is quite important that we talk about an ecosystem.
Okay. So now we're looking at this ecosystem, and say I am the last leg in. Well, if we look at it traditionally, it was a value chain, and that last leg was that end customer, right?
Yeah.
That end customer has a choice of, I could go direct or I could use the ecosystem. Why go through the ecosystem?
So let's, I was going to say, let's take Techcentral as an example, because you'd be a customer. So simply put, it's access to ... Mm-hmm. It's access, and depending on what your particular needs are as the customer, and particularly in the world of AWS, they are very, in the Amazon world, because AWS is part of Amazon, they're very customer centric in their practice, in the way that they design their programs, the way that they drive profitability. Whenever you meet with them, they're always talking about working backwards from the customer. Mm-hmm. And so for customers, I'm talking about end customers, end users, it's important to have someone who's going to help you along the journey. And that's where partners come in. That's where the channel partner ecosystem comes in, is that those partners then assist their customers to achieve their goals.
Okay.
What you want to do as Tech Central, you don't want to be worried about, and I'm going to use a generic one, you don't want to be worried about your laptop not working, or the applications that are on your laptop not working, or, we don't even want to worry about load shedding.
Yes.
You want to focus on the business. Mm-hmm. You are in this space because you are passionate about it. Mm-hmm. You're in this space because you want to be profitable. Mm-hmm. You're in this space because you want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want to take care of. The underlying elements that make your business run, you just want to know that it's working.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the partner comes in. They then say, we'll take care of your hardware. Yes. We'll make sure that your laptop works. What are your needs? You say, I want ABC. They say, well, it sounds like you need an HP or a Lenovo or a Dell. This is what you're going to do. So I always use the hardware example, because people get it, because they can see it.
Yes, yes.
Then you say, I don't know which license to get. And then your partner assists you. To you as the customer, whom I'm calling a partner, they'll be your IT supplier. You might call them my IT supplier or my IT partner, whatever you want to call them. They will assist you in getting that done. And so that's what the reseller community, the channel, as we call it, that's what they'll do. And I know there are different types of partners and resellers. You've got ISVs, MSPs, SIs, and they all fulfill different roles. I'm just talking generically for now.
Yes.
The same in the cloud space. You need somebody who's going to say, well, should you be on-prem or should you be on cloud? Then they will ask you questions, and you'll determine what's best to do. And they'll ask you further questions to narrow it down to your needs, and then walk in lockstep with you. The same thing for a distributor. The distributor does the same as an extension of the vendor to then provide the support, the enablement to the channel, to our partners, depending on what type of partner it is. Okay. So if a partner of ours is an ISV, so they've got their own solution, so independent software vendor, they've got their own solution. The way that they use cloud-enabled solutions, the way that they engage will be different to an MSP because of what they're using it for. And so almost any question that's asked, one could answer like an economist and say, well, it depends. and so I think maybe on that, because Nigel, I'll just go, if we think about the world of cloud and cloud enablement, there's some fundamental, and the infrastructure as a service, there are fundamentals that are almost standard. And I think in the world that we're in today, cloud could seem like this thing that is mystified. And part of what we do as distributors for our channel is for some partners who are new in that world, we need to demystify it. Okay. For other partners, we want to simplify the complexity of it. Yes. For other partners, we want to fast track what they're already doing because they know what they're doing. Yes. For some partners, they will know more than we do because they've been in the space longer and. And so we provide enablement in a different form. Yes. So part of the work that we do at Cloud on Demand a lot of is to say, who are you? Yes. Well, that's a question we ask internally. Who are you? Because I should not offer a solution that is tailored for a startup to a well-established systems integrator.
Exactly.
And vice versa. There may be elements that are similar, but as far as we can, we want to demystify, we want to simplify complexity and make it easy to go back to what I said earlier. So that when you get into your business, either as a partner or as a customer, you walk into work on Monday, you can do what you're passionate about, you can do what you want your business to succeed at affordably and profitably.
Yes.
It's quite important. So those are the generic ones. And I think if that's the foundation that we then leap off going forward,
we're going somewhere.
I hope we're going somewhere.
Right, so let's talk about that. I mean, a lot of what you're saying is, listen, we are the specialists, we know how to manage the complexity, and we will streamline you in such a way that you are able to navigate the space effectively. But at the end of the day, if you're a business owner, you're looking at return on investment, you're looking at profitability, how does the work that this ecosystem does then contribute to business success?
So I'll take that. I'm gonna be biased. I'm gonna be more, because we're a distributor, and I suppose in another world would be called an SSA, solutions and services aggregator. But let's use the traditional words I've used to say we're a distributor. I'm gonna be therefore be biased towards answering that question you've asked for a partner, rather than an end customer. We can get to the end customer, but I think we engage a lot more with the partner than we do with the end customer. So I think if we take the world of cloud and we all cloud enabled solutions, there's so much that could be done in the cloud space. You could think of any problem or think of any opportunity that could be solved digitally or technologically, and underlying should and could be cloud. It does not mean that there's no room for on-prem and other ways of hosting and computing. Absolutely, it's very relevant. But from a return perspective, I think if I flip the question, we're probably asking why cloud? Why cloud? Why now? I think cloud, and one of the biggest benefits of cloud is that you are able to upscale or downscale according to your demand. If you're going to, take an example of someone who's already on cloud and they're needing to deploy something end of October because Black Friday is coming. Imagine you were hosting everything on your own server and you needed to prepare for it, you'd be investing. You'd be buying more all the way, July, August, September, you'd be buying more kit to ensure that you've got enough capacity. You'd be probably be needing to invest in skill to make sure that things don't fall apart. You would, and all of that you'd be doing upfront. that will be required investment upfront. Whereas in cloud, it sounds horribly simplified, but it's click, click, and you go.
Yes. Click, and then click, once you don't need it again.
And then once you don't need it again, you then say,
scale back.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to scale back. You get your bill. It spikes in October, November. Mm. Might spike in December, January, back to school, and you're back to normal.
Yes.
So that's a very big benefit of cloud. Your deployment is easier. Mm. You're able to deploy quickly. There are other things like you're able to deploy globally, depending on which region you are in, with all the various zones and regions that hyperscalers have, you're able to do that. And you do that off the hyperscalers' investments that they have done and they have invested in globally. So that's quite important to be able to do that. And I think that freedom of you don't have to think about it on Monday and run a project. Yes, you'll need projects, but you don't have to run a project of saying, Senzo has not arrived and now we're stuck and we whatever. Mm. But it's someone else. Someone else is investing billions on millions and billions on making sure that we are able to access and we're able to leverage cloud services, cloud solutions, and everything around that and applications around that in order to run our businesses. And I mean, there are multiple benefits to the cloud as a whole. Then the next question would be, okay, then why AWS, why Azure, why GCP, why this, why that? And you could get three people to come and talk, and the first one will talk and you'll be like, yeah, that one makes sense. The next one makes sense. The next one makes sense. But I think, you know, there are still arguments of people who say, you know, on-prem is the way to go. There are people who say cloud is the way to go. There's some who say hybrid. There's evidence of people who went to cloud and now are moving back. There are people. The latest research will tell you that at the moment, about 40 to 44% of all cloud capacity is via hyperscalers.
Okay.
Versus about up to 37% of is on-prem. Mm-hmm. It's estimated that by around 2030. It's probably going to be cloud hyperscalers will be around 60% of all cloud capacity.
Okay.
Yes, there'll be arguments, and it depends who you read and where you read, and it's going to be different. So certainly it looks like the world is moving towards hyperscaler. Mm-hmm. What is clear is that even if cloud hyperscalers are at 60%, 20 to 25% is still going to be
on-prem.
If not more, still going to be on-prem. So there's room for both. And that's where another benefit of a distributor is to a partner and a partner to a customer is to help the end customer make that decision on what is best, what's the best setup for you.
Yes.
And so that enabling piece, that walking in lockstep, that advice, that technical knowledge, that you used the word earlier, navigating that particular vendor and that particular ecosystem. Mm. That's where we come in order to help with that at different levels. As I said, some partners don't need as much involvement, some absolutely do, and some need it for this project, but not for the next one.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So I hope that answers it.
Yeah. You're in the ballpark, I would say.
Just in the ballpark.
Well, nailing it on the head. But now let's look at, you mentioned, I mean, this thing of, for example, if you made your example and said, if I were preparing for a Black Friday, I would need to be getting equipment, skilling, etc. Right? Let's look at the role of a technical lead, a CIO, a CTO. One of the things they have to do is manage risk as the environment changes, whether it's going from on-prem to cloud or to hybrid or whatever the case may be. How do you then help the technical lead kind of assess that and, you know, prepare themselves properly from a security perspective, et cetera?
So I think there's a generic way and there's let me take it from a not just CIO. I think, and the reason not saying I'm taking from a CIO or CTO is that in a way, in my mind, it presupposes we're only dealing with big enterprises. And so let me just rephrase the question and say, how do we assist a technical lead?
Yes.
Whether it's one person, a one-man team, or a 15-man team.
Yes.
The most important approach is to walk in lockstep with what they need. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult question to answer and just go, this is what's done, because it does tend to be, it will be customized. If, let's take an example of a partner who's coming to us needing to onboard onto AWS. That process, part of what you're answering now is part of the process of onboarding. So yes, there'll be elements. I mean, AWS is very programmatic in their approach. Mm-hmm. So we will assist you in your design and your setup with your, you know, those who are knowledgeable in the AWS world, with your landing zones, with your strategy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try not to use any jargon, but simply put, what we'll do is we'll engage you as the partner and say, what do you need? Mm-hmm. If you're an ISV, you've got your own solution, it'll be a different conversation if you're an MSP and we internally call it a sell with and a sell through.
Okay.
You know, with the ISV, we're trying to help you sell your product. Mm-hmm. So we sell with you. Mm-hmm. There'll be other things we'll do with you. We'll do marketing as a service for you to drive, in traditional bricks and mortar, to drive feet to your store,
yes,
effectively.
Yes, yes.
But when you land in our world with AWS, we're going to say to you, okay, cool, now you've landed.
Mm-hmm.
What now? And then you're going to go, well, this is who I am. This is what my customers do. This is what we do. This is what we need. This is our outlook going forward. This is how we would want to do it. We'll ask you questions that might seem upside down. What do you not do? What do you not want to do? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 3 years? What are your biggest pain points? And. Questions that strategy consultants would ask you.
Mm.
And then we take that and we put it through the lens of AWS. Mm. And we create for you. It's not a thud factor, so it's not a 100-slide document,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to call it a strategy document, but a way forward for you, an approach that you could then use in order to onboard with AWS appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You would then onboard and be ready to go forward and landing zones and so you'd be ready to get going in the AWS world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we play the navigating role. Now you're onboarded. Now what's next?
Okay.
Equally, provided you're a certain type of partner, there are other programs that could be done. So from a program perspective, I'm going to pick out one. There's one that used to be called DLAD and then Rapid, and it was, they were merged into one. But what that is to accelerate your growth. AWS has, for example, It's structured in a multifaceted way how a partner could engage.
Mm-hmm.
They have tiers, so you are think of the good old, you are bronze, silver, or gold.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
They have tiers.
Yes,
and those tiers have got specific elements that you've got to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So we will help you with that. We will help you get from registered to select, from select mm-hmm. To advanced, and from advanced to premier.
Okay.
There are only a handful of partners globally who are premier.
Okay.
There are only two handfuls who are advanced.
Okay.
There are two or three handfuls who are select, and a vast amount who are registered.
Mm.
And so, for example, in order to get from one to the next, you need in your business to have a certain amount of people with certain levels of certification.
Of course, yeah.
So if, for example, you want to go that route and self-service and be the one who delivers it yourself, we will help you journey on that so that you get your people certified. Or you might say, well, I actually want to leverage you as the distributor.
Yes.
So you cloud on demand, you get the certifications. And when we focus. Need you,
yes.
When we need your technical skills, we'll ping you and you will help us on that.
Okay.
And so there's that one area that we can help with the tiering side. Then there are specific programs, like I've mentioned, and the DLAD program I just mentioned now, Accelerated Development Program, will help you on that journey. Then there are other programs that are specific to things like migrations, where you are assessing, you are mobilizing, you are deploying, and you're migrating, mm-hmm. and you're modernizing, rinse and repeat.
Yes.
Specific programs like the MAP program mm-hmm. will help you journey with that as a partner, so that either we deliver it with you or we help you deliver, and we play a shadowing role to mm-hmm. assist you on that. And that there are multiples of programs that could be done. Mm-hmm. AWS also has, they work off what they call competencies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be known in your world and your market as a person who's an expert in insert whatever, AI, migration, the SMB market, you can then work towards that competency. You get a badge. Once you get that badge, the market knows that that's what you can do.
Okay.
And so we will also help with attaining those competencies. Mm. And so here's the part that becomes important. As you attain different tiers and different, and you work on different, you qualify for different programs and you get different competencies in the AWS world, you start to earn profitability. You start to get more margin as a player in the AWS ecosystem. You start to get more credits, different credits. You start, so then those who swim a lot in this pond, this ecosystem of AWS, they will know. Once I get to this this milestone, it unlocks XYZ funding.
Okay.
Once I get to achieve this badge, I am able to do more of this. I will also get additional funding here or there or there. I don't want to go into specifics. And then I think the last part, or it's not even the last part, the last part I'm going to mention is most vendors work with what they call marketing development funds. Mm-hmm. So you get funded in order to drive marketing for that vendor.
Some by AWS.
By AWS. So AWS would then release, I think they call it DDF, or they release MDF for various, from a marketing perspective. Let's keep generic. As you get to different milestones and different programs, you either get credits to use on AWS, so you get more MDF, or you get, it's literal, I'm going to call it rebates or incentives that you get as cash and more margin.
Yes.
And so we spend a lot of time in that strategic document I said was a third factor.
Yes.
Understanding that and saying, this is the path you should be taking. And then we walk alongside you to say, you needed 4 certificates. How far are you? Oh, I've only got 2 and I'm struggling to get the extra 2. Okay, what can we do?
Okay.
You needed to have so many launched opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay, how many are you at? What can we do? Mm-hmm. So that is in the AWS world. Then there's a part which was, what will Cloud on Demand do over and above that? We as Cloud on Demand then also offer additional solutions, let me call them solutions, that will help you on that. So I'm going to pick on what we call marketing as a service, in that we will market on your behalf in order to get leads and bring those customer leads back to you.
Okay.
We love and respect our channel. You know, we don't want to be going and getting customers for ourselves. So whatever marketing we do and demand generation we do at a customer level, we get those leads, we bring them back, we match the needs of that customer, we match it to the needs or the solutions and the capabilities of that partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, it's nuanced how we do it, whether it's an ISV or an MSP or a startup.
Mm-hmm.
And we help. So I know it's a bucket load that I've said, but in the end, we look at what the AWS ecosystem does. We look at what the partner is able to do, look at the customer's needs, and we play the orchestration role in the middle of saying, how can we match what and how can we elevate and amplify so that the partner's successful and the customer successful and the vendor successful.
Mm. It sounds like you take a very consultative approach. As you say, you walk together with your partners. But there may be certain misconceptions about consultants or companies that kind of play that consulting role. How do you, when you approach business owners or technical leads, then deal with maybe some misgivings they may have about going with a distributor because of certain maybe false misconceptions in their mind?
Yeah, and Kosnacht, I think I would word it slightly differently. Mm. I would say we take a consultative approach.
Yes.
We're not consultants.
Okay.
It's very slight in it, in that I used to be a consultant.
Okay.
I was a strategy consultant in my previous life for 6 years. And there is an element in that when you hear that someone's a consultant, you hear stories like, well, consultants just tell you the time using your own watch.
Okay.
Okay. So whilst we do take a consultative approach, that approach is to say, you as the partner, you will know way more about your customer than we ever will. Mm-hmm. So our approach is to say, let's understand what it is that you're doing and how you're working and how can we amplify or expedite what you are either wanting to do or you're already doing. So let me give you an example that is, I'm going to give you an example of this is what's done generically by distributors, and this is what we as Cloud and Demand are doing to take it further. Okay. And I'm going to use a startup as an example. A lot of startups in the distribution world, one of the things that is painful for the channel but is critically important is credit limit. You and those in the industry will know what that is and how it works. You needing to have credit limit in order to trade. Mm-hmm. From a distributor perspective, it's managing risk so that if somebody doesn't pay, mm-hmm. we are able to then claw that back and the business can continue. Mm-hmm. So, and there are a whole lot of requirements with that credit limit that are required in order to obtain a certain amount of credit limit that you need in order to operate. Mm-hmm. All distributors will offer credit limit. Partners, the channel will submit what they need to submit. We work with the third parties that provide that, your CGRCs, your Hollards, and then we offer credit limit per partner, as you would in your individual capacity. I checked with Experian or yes. TransUnion, whatever it's done, and then you get given an amount. But sometimes. It's, you're not green. You're not quite there. Mm. But it doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
And so what the providers will then say is, well, trade for another 6 months. Let's see if there's improvements in your numbers, and then we'll offer you more or we'll offer you for the first time. Mm. So part of what we – and that's generic. And so one of the things we're saying in the startup world is to say, we know what our economy is like. It's been growing at what? 0.9% at best. There are a whole lot of businesses that are fledgling and they're wanting to succeed. And we are fast learning as technology improves that the models and the algorithms, I hope no one kills me off of this, but they're not all able to check the right things whether their business is going to be successful or not. Yes. And so we ask the question of what could we do if we see the green shoots that this particular business in 6 months should have grown?
Yes.
So how can we help them get an opportunity? And so what we're working on internally is to say, yes, we will do what everybody else is doing in order to offer credit limit as a distributor does and as a distributor needs to. Mm-hmm. But over and above that is to say, what can we do in order to assist those that do not qualify for credit limit? Oh. We obviously can't take 1,000 startups at once and take that risk, but it's certainly something that we're looking to offer more of. We do take it case by case,
okay.
But it does mean that a startup that is showing a robust business
yes.
is then able to have a conversation with us and say, okay, I haven't got credit limit, and we can say, what could we do together? And how can we work together in order to make sure that you can still continue?
Mm-hmm.
And our focus is to get you over the next 6 months to get you to a point where you are able to get credit limit.
Okay.
It's also our part. This is why people say I tell stories, because I always caveat to saying it's our part in contributing to the wellness and well-being of South Africa from a business perspective, from a GDP perspective, from an employment perspective and growing those businesses. And so that's just a little example of something that we take what is normal in distribution and we say, what could we do as a step further? The same in the marketing space. I've mentioned it. We could take that that startup who's now become an ISV, and we say, cool, what we're going to do for you as an ISV, we know that AWS has got a marketplace.
Mm.
We know we've learned, you called us experts earlier, we've learned what it takes and the quickest, best routes to get your solutions onto the AWS marketplace.
Yes.
And so we want to do that for our partners. We want to do that for our AWS ISV community to say, we will fast track you, but at the same time, it's not just fast tracking you. We'll make sure that you do it in a way that is aligned with AWS best practice.
Mm.
And therefore, we'll get all the various badges of your FTRs and. Yes. So that by the time your solution is onboarded into the AWS marketplace, we know that it's aligned with best practice with AWS. We know that you as a company are set up well, hence all the other areas of competences and programs and tiering and paths that you take.
Yes.
And your landing zones. And we journey with you in order to do that. And I think, again, that's another, I'm just giving another example of something that we focusing on is to say, how could we get our ISVs? And I guess once you're in the marketplace, the marketplace is, it's a huge opportunity and it's borderless in a sense.
Mm.
Look, there are borders, but it's borderless. You yes. could go global very quickly.
Mm.
And so when you take a step back, and it ceases to be, oh, this is just what cloud on demand does. They put me on the marketplace.
Mm.
I could turn that around, and a lot of people will say, I'm pushing it. And I say, we try to help you go global.
Okay.
You know? So if I'm putting on my marketing hat, I could say, well, we try to help you go global.
Yeah.
But practically, we help you get your solutions onto the marketplace. And we are fairly new in the AWS world. So, and I say that on purpose after saying these are the things we offer. We're fairly new. When we were awarded the agreement with AWS, there was already a player in the market,
mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it for a long while. We also began by focusing a lot in the SMB space, small to medium sized businesses,
mm-hmm.
but have quickly learned that once the fundamentals are the same.
Mm.
And so because the fundamentals are the same, whilst we've cut our teeth as a business in the SMB space, we know that we could do it for any size business. Okay. And so that's something that we've had to pivot in our thinking to saying we're not just doing SMB, but looking at the fundamentals are the same and we can roll mm-hmm. them out to whomever needs and wants to walk in lockstep with us.
Mm. Something that seems to be common to the examples that you just listed is that you are using your expertise within this space.
Yeah.
Being able to see things that perhaps I, as a reseller or someone who's in that ecosystem, cannot see for myself. To say, listen, we can take you this far because we know it's possible within the ecosystem. We have seen it before.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we go now to someone who's already...
Sorry, seen it before and where we haven't, we're quick to say we don't know, but we're also very close with AWS.
Ah.
Very close. I mean, we get in touch with them very quickly and we get more a quicker response because of our positioning. Yes. Not because we're better. It's yes. just our positioning distributor to mm-hmm. vendor, and we are quick to solve. And I think it's important for me to say that's another role that a distributor plays.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in the AWS world, AWS loves feedback. Mm. They're constantly asking, let's have a conference, let's have a summit, let's go meet. And they get there and they ask loads of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, tell us more, where can we improve?
Mm.
And so that allows us to contribute to what they're developing. And so we spend a lot of time listening to our partners and by extension their customers,
mm.
which we then feed back to AWS
mm.
and we say, this is not working. Whether it's how tax works when you've bought off the marketplace and how VAT works, to something as simple as there's a small little process that's not working, or this program, could you tweak this?
Yes.
It's an important role that we play as distributors. And so I spend a lot of my time building relationships, global relationships with AWS, so that it's a quicker route to saying, could this be changed? Could you rethink this?
Mm.
I think if you just look at what they launched at reInvent last year, I think what they announced, it was around 44 new features.
Yes.
In the AWS world. I know there were more that weren't mentioned
mm-hmm.
that they'd launched. And in the last 7-8 months since then, we've been invited to a number of roundtables to contribute to what they're going to potentially release come reInvent beginning uh-huh. of December 2025. And so that's an important role.
Yes. So if I'm a reseller now partnered with you, some new feature comes along and I say, I want to be on the cutting edge of that, I can then leverage this relationship. Because you've been involved in the development of this thing.
You can say, yeah. Well, and also you as the partner, you also get to say, ay, lentole.
It's not quite. Yeah.
And we also go, well, tell us more.
Mm.
And we can take that back. And also, if possible, we can try and say, hey, let's have a meeting with AWS directly, and you can comment on it on it directly. I'm not saying other vendors don't do that, but I think AWS is a lot more intentional about it.
Okay.
I just got an email now saying, hey, we need a round table. Could you come to London for a day?
Mm-hmm.
We need a round table for feedback on a specific area.
Yes.
And so
that's how the ecosystem works. Now I've been a reseller. You spoke about the fact that you've worked a lot with SMBs. Maybe we're a 5-man team, we're a 15-man team. At what point, maybe we've been going at it alone, at what point, what signs do I see in the business that, you know what, perhaps it's time for us to consider partnering with a distributor now?
I'm going to say it straight away.
wonder why.
I think... You know, let's take it. Let's start with the part that we shouldn't, and just go. Let's talk money.
Mm.
The way AWS has structured everything, vendors know that they're not going to get reach unless they work with distributors.
Okay.
Otherwise,
standard. Yeah.
They could just do it themselves, and that's why I began by saying we're an extension, which some people might not like, but that's how they get reach. And so my advice would be engage with the distributor quickly, and you will quickly be able to ascertain two things. One, at a high level, whether it's actually good for you and beneficial for you to go with a distributor. Secondly, whether that distributor is the one for you. Because you might find that there's something important to your business that you might decide, actually, distribution makes sense. From a proximity perspective, similar local knowledge, credit limit, marketing of the service, all these support, and technical skill, enablement, and all the various value props that we offer as a distribution layer. And you might turn around and go, but this particular distributor does XYZ or does not do XYZ. You turn to the other and you find that actually this is for me. And whatever that could be, there could be as many nuances as there are a number of partners in the country. So I think for me, I would if somebody said I'm gonna start a business as a channel player, I wouldn't want to go at it alone, because the investment that you need, take something as simple as technical resources. I would just leverage the distributor, depending on what my solution is and what I'm wanting to offer. And yes, I get that there would be elements that would be, that would require that I invest myself, but I would absolutely leverage distributors.
Then you can hit the ground running,
yeah. Get there quickly. And if I'm already established, I could still leverage distributors, and move faster.
Yes.
And then you get that sling effect of catapulting forward off of someone else's investment.
Yes.
Because we've had to invest. We in the AWS world, we've had to invest ahead of the curve. And because we want to see fast traction, and we want to move with the growth that we're seeing. The numbers of AWS, Microsoft, Google, I mean, those three hyperscalers alone, they are 69% of what hyperscalers are doing. We work with two of them,
yes,
which is AWS and Microsoft. And so we've hitched our wagon onto them, and I'm going, partners must hitch their wagon onto us.
Yes.
We have immense benefit as a player who wants to be delivering cloud-enabled solutions and wants to be a leader. We want to grow and be global. We want to be a conduit for Africa becoming not just South Africa, Africa becoming a global hub, technology hub. And our immediate steps have been to hitch onto these key global players, and I'm saying partners
must do the same. And you're in a position where you can draw parallels, make comparisons, etc., and give pass that onto your partners.
Yes, and we're learning. I don't want to sit here and make it sound like we know everything. That would be extremely arrogant.
Yes.
But we're a learning company. I'm certainly doing everything I can to drive a learning culture. A continuous learning culture. You know, in isiZulu we say ufunda uzofe. You learn till your deathbed.
Yes.
And you've just got to be humble enough to know that you're going to learn. There's always going to be somebody who knows more than you. But it's about deciding that you want to be continuously learning.
So if we could conclude, I mean, we've had a whirlwind discussion.
I thought we just started.
what would you say is a key takeaway for tech leaders regarding the value of distribution?
So I think it is what I mentioned earlier, just around leveraging their skill, leveraging their various offerings from a value proposition, and I could count as many as I can. I'm going to be biased and talk about cloud on demand and say and swap out distribution for cloud on demand. I think firstly, distributors and ourselves, we actually solutions aggregators. Most partners don't sell one thing to their customers, and in the ISV space, they will sell their solutions and drive that, but in order to build the foundation off of which they then have their applications that they then market and commercialize, it's not just one vendor. So the first part is that we aggregate cloud-enabled solutions.
Okay.
So it's a horrible, I don't like the term, so let me not say it's horrible. I don't like it, you know, when people say it's a one-stop shop. Because there's always going to be something in the shop that's not there.
Yes.
So, but by all means, we think very hard around what is it that we're offering. And we listen to our partners to say, from an offering perspective, to say, what else should we be offering? We've just, for example, onboarded a new vendor, AvePoint, because that's what we're hearing in the market that was useful to use. We currently looking at a whole lot of solutions that we could use to assist our ISVs from a FinOps perspective. And we're looking at what could we do there in order to add more value to their businesses. So that's the one part, is a solutions aggregator. In order to get into the distribution ecosystem, you're also needing things like credit limit. We spoke at length around that. Yes. We will do that, and we will always try to go a step further to help. Does it work for everybody? No. I'm not sitting here saying we're solving everything and we're able to, but I'm saying we will always listen and do our best to offer according to your need. Then there is obviously the relationship with AWS is quite important in that we work with them in order, or with the vendor, in this case AWS, we work with them in order to expedite everything that the channel needs. And then I think one of the things I try and drive in the business is relational, that we must be relational. I think in every company you work for, you always take something away. In the previous company I worked for, one of the things, there was a value that was described as we are relational. Our company is not the logo or anything. It's the people who walk the corridors.
Okay.
And so that relational aspect for me is important. It's most painful when something has been broken relationally with our partners. And it happens. I don't want to sit here and say it doesn't. It happens, but we'll always try and be as relational as possible. I think that's quite important. I think, you know, maybe to answer your question, and I'll try to use an example, but from a startup perspective, we want to see startups grow and grow quickly. Now, there are a number of elements that they require to do that. And I've mentioned credit limit from a marketing perspective. When we do the marketing, let me just take it a little bit further on the marketing side. Is there's a criteria that we have, and we say, well, in order for us to help you and market for you and with mm-hmm. you, you need to have something as simple as you need to have a website of this standard.
Yes.
If you don't, we say, let's help you get that to that level.
Mm.
Now, that might seem minuscule, but when you look back in 6 months' time, you'll be able to say, I didn't have a website. Mm. I didn't have a value proposition. I kind of knew what I was doing. Most of what I was getting was word of mouth.
Mm.
But now it doesn't mean that my word of mouth is now replaced.
Yes.
It's now word of mouth, and I'm doing marketing, and.
Mm.
And it, for different players, it would be, and partners, it will take off at different speeds.
Mm.
I think obviously the technical skill is important. To say that we offer technical skill, which we've invested in internally,
mm.
and continue to do that. And in an AWS role, it's critically important that we are there to help you navigate that ecosystem.
Mm.
It's a dynamically ever evolving ecosystem. And we try and keep our finger on the pulse.
Yes.
To learn quickly, bring it back, and make sure that it becomes relevant and that the channel can take advantage of every single one of those things that are taking place. That's so much I could say if you want me to go into specifics, but
I think that sums it up very nicely. Senzo, thank you so much for your time.
You.
As well as your insight.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Senzo Mbele. He is the Managing Director at Cloud On Demand. And I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus.